Carla Ruckert wrote firsthand of her healing treatment from Pachita in The Law of One, Book One. In late 1977 and early 1978, we accompanied Dr. Andrea Puharich and his research associates to Mexico City to investigate a Mexican psychic surgeon, a 78-year-old woman called Pachita, who had been practicing for a great many years. Pachita used a very dull knife with a 5-inch blade. She passed it around amongst the entire research group, watching to see our reactions, especially mine, since I was the guinea pig. Since her operations took place with me lying on my stomach, I cannot give a first-hand account of what occurred, but Don informs me that the knife seemed to disappear 4 inches into my back and was then moved rapidly across the spine. This was repeated several times. Pachita was, she said, working on my kidneys. Again, we made no attempt to conserve evidence as we knew that it would come to nothing. Many have attempted to research psychic surgery by analysis of its products and have found either inconclusive results or null results, indicating that psychic surgery is a fraud. I was definitely curious about what this actually felt like, so that was the first thing I asked Carla when I interviewed her. Apparently, the procedure did cause her very significant pain. She also said there was some blood, even though the wounds miraculously closed up as soon as Pachita withdrew the knife. I'm aware this sounds crazy, but it was all witnessed by a room full of trained scientific observers. Dr. Puharich also received a treatment from Pachita for progressive hearing loss in both ears due to otosclerosis, excess spongy bone growth. Pachita apparently stuck the tip of her blade right into each of his eardrums for about 40 seconds each, causing him extreme pain. But the wounds then immediately closed up and there was minimal bleeding and no additional pain. Though this knife trauma should have caused him permanent hearing loss by any conventional medical understanding, he was stunned by the healing results he then achieved. My head was ringing with loud noises. I estimated them to be at the level of a New York subway train, or about 90 decibels above hearing threshold. The noise was so loud that I could not discern speech of those around me. But I had no fear that I might be going deaf as a result of the procedure. Pachita gave me a tincture, contents unknown, and told me to put one drop in each ear daily. The head noises decreased about 10 decibels each day, and by the 8th day post-operative, the noises had ceased. My hearing, however, had become so keen that telephone conversations were painful, and I had to hold the earpiece away from my head to a comfortable distance. This hyperacusia lasted for about 2 weeks. 1 month post-operative, I had normal pure-tone hearing in both ears. If Pachita was actually just a hypnotist, somehow inducing mass hallucinations, then apparently her treatments were still quite effective. Carla Ruckert described only the first of two operations she had from Pachita. The second operation was explained by Dr. Andrea Puharich in H.G.M. Herman's book in far more detail. 12 days after the aforementioned operation, Pachita was ready to perform the second operation. She had been able to obtain a human kidney from a post-mortem examination. It was brought to her placed in an unsterile jar, suspended in ordinary water, and was stored in a kitchen refrigerator. On the day of the operation, Pachita lifted the kidney out of the jar with her bloody hands. She then sliced it in two longitudinally, stating that she was going to transplant each half separately. Next, she plunged the knife deeply into one side of the back, twisted the knife around, and asked me to drop one kidney half into the hole. I was utterly surprised to find that the kidney in my hand was literally sucked into the body of the patient. When I palpated the spot where the kidney had been sucked in, I found that the tissue had closed immediately. There was no hole in the skin. It was awesome. In this manner, both halves of the kidney were transplanted. The entire operation lasted 92 seconds. 1 hour afterwards, the patient was able to stand. She slept well and was urinating normally some 14 hours later. After 3 days, she boarded a plane and flew home to the United States. Said the book's author, Andrea was convinced that Pachita's instant surgery was completely genuine and that no fraud of any kind was possible under his and his colleagues' scientific observation and documentation. Mexican neuroscientist enters the Twilight Zone. Whether or not these were actual surgical procedures, Pachita's work also had a huge impact on Dr. Jacobo Grinberg-Zauberbaum, arguably Mexico's most controversial neuroscientist.